Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings joins us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, you guys went to Mississippi State back on Saturday. You made a nice comeback at the end, came up short. After watching the tape of that one, give us a couple things that went wrong.
Well, I just think that we, in the time period of the game where we had a chance to establish control, we made too many bad decisions, both with the ball and on defense in terms of fouls and turnovers and shot selection. We just didn't play intelligently enough to win on the road against a good team, and Mississippi State's a good team.
Kevin, you mentioned, I know in your post-game press conference and when you were on with Joe, you guys have hung your hat on field goal defense. Mississippi State shot 48%, but even you acknowledged that they hit some tough shots.
Well, they did hit some tough shots, Mark, and that 48% was all achieved in the second half because we held them to 35% in the first half, and they ended up shooting 63% on us in the second half. And so we some of that was them, though. They just made some very difficult shots, but we didn't play defensively in the second half the way we needed to. We gave up some penetration that we needed to control, but it was just a case of being beaten by a team that played better than we did, and again, in the first half, we got two fouls on Venardo early in the game and had a chance to take control of the game, and we gave up that chance by getting foul trouble of our own with Beal and Ogilvy getting in foul trouble. So, it's just one of those things where we got to learn from it, and our veteran guys have to do a good job of staying on the floor.
Yeah, Rayburn Johnson really got off, but I really thought that Bost really impressed me, especially for a freshman. What he's done, he's a little bit different, obviously, than Jamont Gordon, who was maybe, a better scorer, but I really like the way Bost, distributes the ball and just has a good head on his shoulders for such a young point guard.
Well, early in the season, Mark, he really struggled, and that's why they didn't play very well. And now he has started to play much better. He has great speed. He's kind of in that long line of typical guy that you play for Mississippi State with just very, very fast. You mentioned Rayburn Johnson, and he hit some incredibly difficult shots against us. And so, they just in the second half they just completely played better than we did, and so it's just something we got to learn from and hopefully get better from.
I know you keep the maturation of Jeffrey Taylor is ongoing. Thought he had an especially good game offensively. You guys had certain players in foul trouble, and he seemed to be that good second option that you were looking for in various situations.
Yeah, Jeff is. Has really had a good year thus far, and he's an extremely competitive guy. So, even when AJ and Jermaine went out, Jeff's that kind of guy who's going to do everything he can to hold you in there. And I think all of us would agree that he's got a very bright future in front of him. But he's been a very effective player for us thus far this season.
You'll see Tyler Smith tonight, excuse me, a guy who can create his own shots as well as anybody in the league. What are a couple of keys to trying to defend that guy?
Well, Tyler Smith's just got a great motor, and he plays very, very hard. And he gets you offensively in every way. He can make perimeter jump shots. He can make shots off the dribble. He can post up and get you in foul trouble. He's a great finisher. He's a great offensive rebounder. So, there's really nothing that you can, not one area that you can try to guide him to or force him into where you can say, well, we can stop him if we do this. So you just have to hope that you do a good job of building a crowd around him and limiting the opportunities that he has to hurt you.
The flex offense has kind of been a trademark of Tennessee the last couple of years, certainly. What are a couple principles you look at as you try to defend that?
Well, they don't look to do much in their flex. It's really if you make a mistake, they'll try to take advantage of it. But really, all they're doing, Kevin, is holding the ball and forcing you to play defense a little bit. And it's very, very smart because they force you to guard for a while, and then late in the possession, they'll run a play at you, and so it's really not their flex to where they score a bunch of points, but they do pattern the game, or they do tempo the game with that, and again, it's very, very smart, and it forces you to play defense for a while, because generally speaking, in college, the longer a team has to play defense, the greater the chance they're going to get scored upon.
Kevin, it's interesting. I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit as far as when you guys practice. Do you guys practice every situation that comes up into a game? Like if it comes down to you're down three with a minute left or 30 seconds, and are you a situational guy? Do you guys go over all those scenarios and then kind of scrimmage them out? Is that a way you guys go about those types of situations?
Yeah, Frank, that's something that we really work hard at, and I don't know that you can prepare for every single situation that could come up, but we always are going through, all right, we're one down with 12 seconds to play, the ball out of bounds here, three down with a minute to play, six down with 40 seconds, five up with a minute, just all of those things to where the things that you could see at the end of a game, so that once we encounter those in games, our players feel like they've had some experience and had some run throughs with them.
And like when to use timeouts and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Timeouts, and now with the change in the last few years of coaches being able to call timeout, it's a little bit easier because we can call the timeouts now after a made field goal, but. We have an over-under number. If a team scores against us to take the lead, we've got an over-under number to where our players are expected to know if it's over that number, we're taking the ball out and we're going to go in transition and try to come up against them and beat them. And if it's under the number, we'll call timeout so we can set something up.
How much do you change what you do in practice being at this point in the season where you're over halfway done, you're playing two tough conference games a week and you got a lot of young players?
Well, it's not so much that we change what we do. It's we change how long we do it. We came back on Sunday after getting back fairly late from Mississippi State on Saturday night. And, the guys are tired. They just played a very hard-fought game. And so you don't tend to go as long then. And we got out on the floor for a little while. And then we came back yesterday and had a fairly typical day before the game practice. But, you just have to kind of monitor how long you go. And you want to keep the guys' legs fresh and things like that. So, we don't change so much what we do as much as we change how long we do it for.
Kevin, you feel like Scotty Hobson turned a meaningful corner. I'm sure you watched the South Carolina game. He just seemed a lot more aggressive, put the ball on the floor, and attacked the basket.
Well, he's a very good player, and I don't know about turning a corner. I don't know that he hadn't turned the corner already. I don't know that I would be the judge of that, but I think that he's a very good player, a guy that we tried to recruit, and obviously, he's sort of like Jeff Taylor for them. The better he plays, the better their team is going to be. So, I know they're counting on him, but. The advantage they have is having a great player like Tyler Smith. Wayne Chisholm's having a terrific year and has had just great moments at times where he's demonstrated dominance in a game. So, but to have every guy that you can, Mark, I know this, every able-bodied guy that is starting to play close to his potential at this time of year is certainly a great benefit.